A deadly stabbing attack along the Las Vegas Strip. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Police say one person was killed, five others injured, possibly including showgirls.
A lot of blood. There was one showgirl on the ground. There was another showgirl on top of her trying to help her friend.
Acting as a translator, he's describing what one witness saw. Police have a suspect in custody, but no details confirmed yet, including the condition of survivors. Thousands of Americans with pot convictions are being pardoned by President Biden.
As I said when I ran for president, no one should be in jail just for using or possessing marijuana.
In a video post on the announcement, the president noting it's already legal in many states.
And criminal records for marijuana possession have led to needless barriers to employment, to housing, to educational opportunities. And that's before you address the racial disparities around who suffers the consequences.
The pardons apply to federal offenses of simple possession. He's calling on governors to do the same for state offenses and ordering a review of how marijuana is classified under federal law. A Republican senator and frequent critic of the former president is expected to resign.
Nebraska Republican Ben Sasse is likely to accept an offer from the University of Florida to become the school's next president. Sources tell Fox News Sasse could resign from the Senate as soon as December. He was elected to a second term in 2020.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Nebraska's Republican governor would appoint a replacement ahead of a special election in 2024. The U.S. goes on the attack in Syria, launching an airstrike and killing several ISIS officials, including one of the top five ISIS leaders. This follows a raid overnight that took out an ISIS operative wanted for smuggling weapons. Syrian state TV reported a civilian killed, others kidnapped. U.S. Central Command reports no civilian deaths. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A Michigan man who admitted conspiring to kidnap the state's governor learns his fate.
Caleb Franks was sentenced to 4 years in prison for being part of the scheme to abduct Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Franks did help the prosecution's case and will be credited for 2 years he's already been in custody. He was one of six people who said that Whitmer's actions, especially restrictions imposed during the pandemic, infringed on their constitutional rights. Franks, according to prosecutors, scouted the governor's vacation home as part of the planning. Two other co-conspirators, Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr., were convicted by a jury in August. They face life sentences. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Another contentious day in court in Wisconsin, where the man accused of driving into a Christmas parade, killing six people, is representing himself and keeps interrupting the judge, who keeps sending him to an adjacent courtroom, where at one point he took off his shirt and sat with his back to the camera.
I have had a dozen or more interruptions. We'll be off the record while we do that. Thank you, everyone.
I don't agree to a stop.
Daryl Brooks, who is 40, is charged with 76 counts, faces life in prison if convicted. Police say he attacked the parade after fleeing a domestic disturbance. A major drugstore chain considers drastic measures.
Rite Aid says shoplifting has gotten so bad in New York City, it's considering putting everything into locked displays. Reporting by Fox 5 has shown guards watching as shoplifters leave with armloads of goods, and the company's chief retail officer says area losses from shoplifting worsened despite efforts to improve product protection, which in some stores even includes using off-duty police officers.
Fox's Lillian Wu, Rite Aid blaming the thefts in part for the $5 million revenue hit recently reported. A down day on Wall Street, the Dow drops 346 points. Elisa Brady, this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.